Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes. What is this number is about?
The number you just called, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, this is a third party call, sir, ma'am. We provide customer support for different online vendors and merchants. If you give me a zip code, I'll see if I can locate the account for you.
Okay, it's 29209.
Thank you. What's your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Adrian Edie.
You said Adrian Edie?
Correct.
And your zip was 21209, ma'am?
29209.
Oh. Okay, Miss Edie, I do see an account for you. Can you verify your shipping address for me, ma'am?
It's 7634 Eileen Street, Columbia, South Carolina, 29209.
Okay. All right, Miss Edie. It looks like you enrolled in a 14-day trial for something called Vital Care Keto. There were gummies, and there was also a cleanse. It was a cleanse as well. And there was also something called Friskolin, which is another dietary supplement, one in which they charged you $29.97 for a one-time straight sale. They discounted it. The charges that I see actually where several have been declined, but they charged $99.97 for the cleanse and $109.97 for the keto. That's the end of trial charge. When you didn't call in to cancel, they automatically bill you for the products if you don't call in and cancel prior to the trial expiring. And then it becomes a subscription-based account where they'll ship it out to you once a month at that same rate. Until you do call in to cancel. Now, the charge of $109.97 was for the gummies. The $99.97 charge for that cleanse was declined by your bank, so it hasn't been collected yet. So technically, the cleanse is still in trial.
No, decline all that, because I just put a fraud account on it. That's why they gave me the telephone number.
Okay, it's not a fraudulent account, ma'am, because you did start the trial. And if you would have read the terms and conditions, you would see, Ms. Edie, that they inform you that if you don't call in to cancel, they will bill you. So as far as your bank is concerned, if you dispute these charges, what they're going to do is call us and ask us for information like a tracking number to prove that the products were delivered to your residence, the fact that you paid the shipping and handling. Because of those terms and conditions within the contract, when you ordered the product initially, that makes those charges deemed legal and valid. You said that the bank gave you this number to call and see if we would get it resolved, I'm assuming.
Right.
Okay, so you can avoid a dispute. Okay, give me just one moment, ma'am. I'm sure it's something that I can do. Give me just a moment. Let me see something here. Okay. It says that I can offer you a 35% refund on that $109.97.
Okay.
So let me process that. And 35% of $109.97, I have to calculate that. Give me just a minute.
Okay.
Okay, that'd be $38.48 that I'm going to be refunding back to your MasterCard ending 4755.
No, that they had just canceled that card.
Oh, that's fine, ma'am. What's going to happen, Miss Edie, when that happens is they'll automatically roll the money over to the new card they assigned you, ma'am. So as long as the account number and the routing number are the same, it doesn't matter what numbers are on the front of that card. It's the same account. So this money will automatically just go over to the new card that they assigned you.
Okay. So, you canceling this, thing right there?
Yes, ma'am. I canceled it out, and I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
All right. Hold on. Okay.
Okay. Your cancellation number, Miss Edie's going to be C as in cancel, 13-98-04. Yes, ma'am. Hang on just a sec. Is C as in cancel?
Mm-hmm.
Then 139-804.
Okay, so now you can't cancel all that.
Yes, ma'am. The account is canceled. There'll be no more future billing effective immediately.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. You can call the bank back and let them know that you got a 35% refund to that last charge and that the account has been canceled out. There'll be no more billing or shipping effective immediately.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.
Bye-bye.